Yo, what is up, chums? Welcome back to the, I don't even know if I should call it the Fantasy Chumps. We should just call it the Mahomes Chumpy Award for the Super Bowl win.
The Chump Award. Wow.
So Nate was at the parade for the Chiefs because the Chiefs are Super Bowl champions. And he was...
Let's just say he would have had a Travis Kelce-esque post-game interview if he would have been on the show today. So
I tried my best, but he said no. I'm so sure. So coming back with the dynamic duo, baby, John and Layton. John, how are you doing?
I'm wonderful. it's a great week to be a Chiefs fan. The one sad thing is that this means that football's over for the next 6 months. So that's a little sad, but Super Bowl champions, couldn't be happier with how things went. It was an incredible game to watch. I was wrong. I thought it was going to be a much more of a blowout. Eagles deserve a lot of credit. Jalen Hurts team deserves a lot of credit.
My dynasty quarterback right there.
Yeah. Yeah, things are looking bright for you. You've got some good things coming your way.
Mm-hmm.
But no, it was a cool game. Super excited. Layton and I have had lots of good conversation before the show about the state of the Chiefs and what's coming in the next 15 years if we get 15 more years of Mahomes.
He's definitely playing into his 40s.
Man,
he loves it enough.
Yeah, it so. Did we talk about that on the podcast?
I don't know.
I'll give a brief explanation. Nate and I kind of shared the same viewpoint that if Mahomes has gotten, and this is just crazy talk, so forgive me in advance. if Mahomes has gotten to 7, like before he's 40, he's not going to play into his 40s. There's just no way.
I think that'll motivate him more.
But like if he's gotten, okay, if he has 8, by the time he turns 40, like unless they have just like 12 all pros on their team and they're all almost...
Did you hear what he said to Orlando Brown? Did you watch that video I sent of him going around and congratulating every teammate after the Super Bowl?
No, I did not.
Orlando Brown said, "Man, can you believe this?" And he said, "Nah, man, we ain't done though." And he like went on to congratulate everybody else. And I was just like, this dude's saying this like maybe 30 minutes after he won a Super Bowl. Like, no, we're not done. Like, we'll be back. Like,
so I did.
And then he later said, "I'm going to pound 1,000 Coors," but you know.
I did hear him say, "We can't call it a dynasty yet because if you call it a dynasty, that means it's over." Which I don't think that's technically correct, but I still liked it.
From their perspective, I get why.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, it's incredible. It makes me think crazy things. It makes me think it's very realistic that Mahomes wins 5, 6, 7, 8 Super Bowls.
A dozen, dude. That'd be crazy. Yeah.
He's going for Bill Russell. That's the God. Benchmark.
Dude, imagine we're almost the same age as Mahomes.
Yeah, it's kind of sad.
He's 27, right?
Yeah, he's winning Super Bowls. I'm building arenas.
For Mahomes. No, I'm just joking. I don't know. Like, if we're like 38 and we just watch Mahomes win like a 10th Super Bowl, like, are we just going to be numb to it at that point? I don't know.
Yeah, we will be ruined as sports fans. Like, you might as well not watch football for 50 years because it will not happen.
Dude, that's why I don't get why Patriots fans are like so annoyed that their team's bad. Like, I understand, but like,
but that's why they're really, like, I mean, I'd be in the same boat, you know, especially with Brady. Yeah, I'm not gonna go,
but anyway,
yeah, Oh, great week.
Great game. Great game. If you're listening to this, you don't need us to recap the Super Bowl. You watched it. You know everything there is to know, probably. John, I know, wanted to run through some stats, though.
Yeah, this is remarkable. I sent this to Nate and Layton, I think it was yesterday. But this is from ESPN Stats and Info. It's a great Twitter account or page to follow if you don't follow it already. Patrick Mahomes in 2022 won the regular season MVP, won the Super Bowl, led the NFL in passing touchdowns, and led the NFL in passing yards in 2022. Space. Only three players have done this in a whole career, and Mahomes did it in one season. Those three other players, Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, Kurt Warner. It took them an entire career, and the guy who played the least was probably Kurt Warner of that bunch. He probably played at least 14 or 15 years. Mahomes did it in one season.
Kind of forgot how good Kurt Warner was.
Yeah, he gets slept on. He doesn't get he should get.
That's crazy. Yeah, it's pretty good.
Just a hair. It's a hair. Yeah,
it's okay.
Moving on. This is about the Chiefs more than just. The Chiefs have two Super Bowl victories, in which they were losing by 10 points.
At some point, yes.
The first Super Bowl, they came back from a 10-point deficit in the fourth quarter with 7 minutes and 12 seconds left on a 3rd-and-15 play. It was down to their play.
Yeah.
I mean, they were on their own 35-yard line. You can't really go for it. You have to punt. That's just...
You might go for it.
I don't know.
If it's 4th-and-14, you don't. If it's, like, 4th-and-6...
Yeah, you go for it then, probably.
Yeah.
Oh, nightmare fuel. But it worked out. So, yeah, that's just another thing that's insane. We were down by 10 points in both Super Bowls that we've won.
Recent. Yeah.
Yep. He is that guy.
I also want, since we're a fantasy football show, Travis Kelce, in terms of postseason yards, is behind one player. Not just tight ends, just one player. He's by far the best tight end in terms of yards in the postseason. It's Jerry Rice.
I thought it was Jerry. I didn't want to say it because it felt wrong, but I was pretty confident that it was Jerry.
Dude, imagine he passes Jerry Rice.
He will.
Wait, how far behind is he?
It's not that far. But you have to – I mean, I'm assuming that Mahomes and Kelce will play at least two postseason games for the next – 5 years.
I think Kelce is going to play at least two more seasons, minimum.
He'll play more than that.
I would think so, but I'm going to say for certain two. I also think Jason Kelce on the record is retiring.
Yeah, it really feels like that. Okay, Kelce has a long ways to go. He's got 700 yards.
Yeah.
Behind. But if he's playing...
He's 700 yards behind?
Yeah, so... Okay.
Gosh, Jerry Rice is so good.
What do you think he averages in a game, though? In a postseason game? 80? Like,
yeah, I was going to say 80.
So, yeah, if he has...
75, let's be conservative.
75. He'll need to play 4 years.
Averaging that.
I think he can do it. But that's if he's playing two games postseason. So if they win a Super Bowl, they'll play three at least.
That's true.
So best case scenario, he could do it in 2 years.
Yeah.
Wild.
I haven't finished the New Heights podcast yet, but I bet through the part I've listened to so far, Travis like made a joke about, oh, I guess just got to come back and do it next year, and he kind of just completely avoided the question.
Yeah.
I think he's.
I think he's done too. It just feels that way.
He's still the best, one of the best centers in the league too, which is sad.
He might,
but...
the best center in the league?
Creed, you know?
You think Creed's number one?
No, I think Jason Kelsey's better.
Creed's really good, though.
Creed's number two.
He's number two. Yeah.
And we have the best guard, or second best guard in football. But that's not... Joe Tooney is the best, the second best guard in football.
Really?
Yeah.
Behind Quentin?
Okay, he's the third best guard in football. I forgot about him. I was thinking about Zach Martin.
Yeah.
Living in Dallas can just.
Right. Quentin gets. He's really good, though. Because he plays poverty.
Crappy Colts.
Yeah.
Were those all the stats you had?
Yeah, it was just those two.
Okay.
If I really wanted to go through all the stats
there's a lot.
It's just that's what's so crazy about him is that he's only been doing this for 5 years. He's already a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
He's already a shoe-in Hall of Famer.
Yeah, he can never play another snap. I've had people push back on that, and I'm like, no. He could say, you know what, I've gotten my fill of football, I'm done. Which he's clearly like the opposite of that. But he'd get in the Hall of Fame in 5 years.
Yeah.
He would go in with Brady and JJ Watt.
Oh my gosh. He would tower over Brady. So I assume that if he only plays 5 years, he's dead. Like, you know, I mean, like, he would tower and tarnish Brady's Hall of Fame induction by a mile. Not saying that I want it to happen. I'm just saying.
Dude, that's also why when people are like, oh, is Aaron Rodgers going to play? Like, yeah, you think Aaron Rodgers is really going to retire with Tom Brady? Because he's a first ballot Hall of Famer too, obviously.
Right.
No chance.
No chance. Because if he waits another year, who's going to be in that class with him? Nobody.
Jamal Charles.
Jamal Charles is already... Oh, you don't think he's going to be first ballot?
No. But he's going to make it, dude.
Yeah.
I hope he makes it. I pray every night Jamal Charles makes the Hall of Fame. But seriously might cry if he gets in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah. Oh, man. This is a tough question. This is going to pull at your heartstrings. And I know about
gosh.
You had to erase a player from Chiefs history. Patrick Mahomes or Jamal Charles?
Oh, no. John. Erase from my memory?
Chiefs history. That player.
I can't answer that.
You have to.
Can I take the bullet to the head?
I shoot Hitler twice.
Like, can I? I can't do that, dude.
Have to answer.
I'm not answering.
I'll answer.
I plead the fifth.
Jamal Charles.
No. Guy, man. Dude, did I tell you I got his jersey framed?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I haven't picked it up yet. I'm picking it up this upcoming weekend. This is totally sidetracked to what we're talking about.
Very.
So excited. I'm going to hang it on that wall, I think. Oh, it's going to be beautiful. I'm so excited. It looks so sexy. I bet. I haven't seen it yet.
I haven't seen it yet. Man, that's cool. That's very cool.
Thank you.
All right. Super Bowl champs. Now we set the foundation.
Oh, gosh. do you know what season it is now?
The 2023 Super Bowl champions, Kansas City Chiefs.
John, do you know what season it is? You know, because winter is closing. You know what season it's turning into now?
What season would that be?
It's draft season, baby.
Oh, boy. Woo! And just like that, we're back.
Oh, dude, as excited as I got for the Chiefs Super Bowl, and then I remembered, I'm like somebody, that I'm going to be at the draft in Kansas City this year, and the Chiefs are going to draft Quentin Johnston at 31. Okay, that's probably not going to happen. But I'm excited. We get to see the foundation get set. Can't wait.
You should get a Quentin Johnston TCU jersey, and you should wear it to the draft. And then when the Chiefs draft him, you're already there.
Dude, you know how – yeah, you were there when the Chiefs drafting Bolton, right? With yeah. Chase?
Well, so no, I wasn't there, but I saw the video of it because, wow.
Dude, times that by like three. That's how excited I am. I'm going to be running around. I might take off my shirt. Dude, if the Chiefs draft him, I'm instantly buying a jersey. 1,000%.
You could make your own before the draft. You could do
it. No, that's stupid.
All right, fair enough.
I'm not making Mahomes money. But yes, the draft is coming up. Honestly, you guys probably won't hear from us for like a month.
Ish.
We're going to do a post-free agency. Well, maybe more than a month because post-free agency.
A month and a week or so.
Yeah, because we'll do a post-free agency, and then we're going to do a pre-draft podcast and then a post-draft podcast because why not?
Right.
The draft.
Duh.
If the Chiefs draft Quentin Johnston, we might just talk about that for a whole podcast.
That'll be the name of the episode, Quentin Johnston. That's it.
Dude, okay. Does Nate listen to this when he's not in it?
I don't know. Probably not.
Because I do, but I've only missed one. Soft flex.
Soft.
Yeah. Nobody responded to my text either that I sent. And I was like, oh, yeah, I knew how the NFL draft or the NFL schedule was, you know, created. Anyway, if the Chiefs draft Quentin Johnston, I might consider that for Dynasty at 101.
No, you won't. Stop it.
I swear. Out
of your mind. There's no way.
I would think about it.
Ain't no way, bro. Ain't no way.
Yeah, you're right.
It's
Bijan, the truth.
Then Nate will take Quentin at two.
I might trade up to two. If the Chiefs draft Quentin Johnston, I'm trading up to two with Nate. Like, do what he wants.
Man, apparently I need to watch more tape on him because I feel like he's just not that good.
Bro, are you serious? Have you ever watched him?
About him like he's a Hall of Famer already.
Okay, no, I'm definitely overblowing it. He reminds me of AJ Green.
I know, but that's still really good. AJ Green was phenomenal. If AJ Green didn't get hurt all the time, him and Julio would be right there neck and neck.
Yeah. Anyway, so what the off season?
What's the Chiefs' wish list this off season? What's number one?
I honestly don't know.
It can be signing somebody. It can be extending somebody. It can be cutting somebody.
I guess number one has to be bringing back Orlando Brown in some capacity.
Interesting. My answer would be different than that. My answer would be to extend Chris Jones.
Oh, that's a good one.
AKA restructure Chris Jones.
But for how long? Because he's 28.
So I think the only way Chris does it is if it's a 4-year extension.
I hate that.
But I think it'll be a little bit more team friendly. I think.
I mean, we already... the dude made $25 million next year.
What I mean is... I don't think he wants to go play somewhere else. I really don't.
I doubt it.
And you have to understand that, like, you're just going to have to take a discount. You just have to.
And the thing is, a discount to him, if he averages $22 million a year, that's still pretty good.
I think that's plenty. So, we'll see.
Okay, so, yeah. So, I would still say Orlando Brown's number one. You got to protect the franchise.
Interesting.
With Mahomes.
Yeah.
Because honestly, my dream scenario is we franchise Orlando Brown, we trade him to the Bears, and then we trade for Laremy Tunsil from the Texans. But that's unrealistic.
But if we sign Orlando Brown, we're giving him a 5-year deal.
Yeah. It's probably most likely going to be the franchise tag for another year.
I really hope so. I do not feel comfortable paying Orlando Brown that much money yet.
See, I think the amount that he would get come down from last year.
I don't know. He's still getting like mid-20s by the end of his deal.
Yeah, for sure.
I think like
I would say figure out Orlando Brown, left tackle.
Right. Yeah.
That's number one. Extend Chris Jones, number two. Figure out Frank Clark, number three. Because he's not playing at $30 million next year. We can cut him and make $21 million on the cap. Or I could honestly see a, like, one-year extension. They just, like, rip it up and sign something else where he stays for another year or two. I could see that.
I could see him taking on the Carlos Dunlop, like, token veteran edge rusher that makes $8 million and calls it good.
Yeah. You know, do like a nice like 2 year deal worth like 15, 16, or like 10 million is guaranteed.
Yeah.
I mean, if you told me I had to pick up trash for $10 million guaranteed, I would do it. But that's probably number three. I would say number four is addressing the D line, making it better. And then five would be right tackle. That's my top five.
We have all the same things on our wish list, just different orders.
Number six is the right wide receiver room.
Yeah. So I would
go ahead.
I'll say Chris Jones. Then I say Orlando Brown. Then I say Frank Clark.
Okay.
I would probably go with right tackle at four.
Okay.
And then we're only losing Derek Nnadi and
Colin Saunders, Carlos Dunlap.
I didn't realize that we were losing Saunders also.
Yeah, that was the last year of his deal.
I still don't think that's that high of a priority because, Derek Nnadi really isn't anything crazy, and neither is Saunders.
No.
Dunlap had some phenomenal moments this year, but nothing that Karloftis improving and Frank Clark maintaining can't pick up the slack for. So it needs to be addressed, but I don't think it needs to be addressed until probably the third round.
Oh, I think it's a first round priority. It's the end.
We were talking before the show, if we go for an edge guy, I mean.
Yeah, I also think we trade up, so. But, yeah, I think we're either going to draft a right tackle or an edge, a D end, or a D lineman in the first round. But I could also see a wide receiver or a safety. Because Thornhill's a free agent. And Andrew Wiley's a free agent. He played really good. I could see him coming back, and they're just like, hey. I could see it.
Really?
I don't want it. Even though he played really good, all props to him, wear that ring very proudly. But, like, yeah. I could see a scenario where they bring him back on, like, a two-year $14, $15 million deal, and they're like, okay, now I don't have to worry about it.
Gross. You still have to worry about it, though.
We just won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, but are Darius Kennard and Lucas Niang toast? I mean, what's going on with those two guys?
If I'm being honest, yeah, probably.
Wow. That's
well, sick. I know it's sad. Niang can't stay healthy, and, like, I don't know. For some reason, it just hasn't worked out. I was really high on him because he was really good in college.
Right. Chase Young said he was, like, the hardest tackle to go against.
Yeah. He didn't allow a sack his last year of college.
It's crazy.
But, yeah, those are probably the main issues. And then the wide receiver room, like you said, could be addressed as well, upgraded. The one good thing about the Chiefs roster is the interior of the O-line is set for the next 2 years, right? Don't even have to think about it. You have Joe Tooney locked up on contract for, I think, another 2 or 3 years. And then Creed and Trey have 2 more years on their rookie deal. Don't even have to think about that. Linebacker, don't have to think about. You got Nick Bolton for another 2 years, Willie Gay another year. And one guy who played really good in the Super Bowl, Leo Chanel.
Yep.
3 more years on his deal. Don't have to worry about the linebacker. In my opinion, you don't have to worry about running backs. You have Clyde next year if he makes the team. Pacheco's the starter. I think McKinnon would come back for like $1 to $2 million or whatever he wants.
Yeah.
I don't... So those are your three running backs. If you want to draft like a guy in the seventh round, like Pacheco, just to like put somebody else in the room that you like a certain skill set, maybe a pass catcher or something, I could see that. And then you can make an argument. You don't have to worry about cornerback anymore.
So I would still draft one, but I'm not as high on like Joshua Williams.
Oh, I'm extremely high on Joshua Williams.
We'll see.
He's a tier one cornerback athlete, and he played at a pretty low, small school, and he did really, I thought he did well for what, you know, was expected out of him. And then Jalen Watson is pretty good too. He was a late round guy, but he's still good. And Trent McDuffie's a stud, and LeJarius Sneed is a stud.
Yeah. I just, so, I still good to invest like a, we've got 3 sixth-round picks.
Yes.
Yeah. I think it's still good to invest a sixth rounder on a corner. I agree with linebacker. We don't need to address it. Corner, I'd like to spend one of the six rounders on. Running back.
Tight end, too. You don't really need to do anything.
Not. I wouldn't be upset if we took a tight end.
Like, really early or just, like, in general?
Like, if we took... So, there's a group of guys, like, towards the end of the first round, middle of the second round. If we got... I think one of them's from Stanford, maybe. I can't remember. I can't think of the names of the tight ends, but there's a group of three that are solid. I wouldn't be upset if we snagged one of them in the second round.
I'd be a little upset.
I think we run so many. Well, okay, are Fortson and
yeah.
Do we still have Blake Bell? Is he still on the team?
So Blake Bell's probably out of contract, but he's probably like low money if you want to bring him back. Fortson, I don't know off the top of my head. I know Noah Gray has at least one, if not two more years on his deal.
Noah's got two left, I'm pretty sure.
Fortson, I'd have to check. But, I mean, either way, who's paying Jody Fortson a lot of money?
Somebody. Somebody who doesn't have a tight end.
No chance.
Might pay him more than he's worth.
I would be skeptical.
I'm trying to think of a team like the Panthers.
Oh God.
Panthers don't have anybody. Tommy Tremble. Let's go.
He's on my dynasty.
Yeah, he is. So I mean, obviously we're drafting an interior defensive lineman. We're probably drafting an edge. We're probably drafting a running back. We're probably drafting a corner. We're probably drafting a wide receiver. Mm-hmm. And then at least one tackle, maybe two.
Yeah.
And that's the draft. Now we just got to figure out what order.
I think we could draft safety too.
So I would be intrigued if we targeted Jabril Peppers, but.
Oh, free agency?
Yeah.
Interesting. Because, see, I think Brian Cook's really good.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay.
Okay, I should say really good. I think he's good.
Good.
Really good. Yeah. I mean, if you have him and Justin Reed back there, I just think you got to draft a guy to either potentially take Brian Cook's spot or...
That's fair. Paying safety doesn't always work out very well.
Yes.
So, yeah, I'd rather do that. I'd rather spend the money on Orlando Brown and whoever.
Yeah.
Rather than safety. Because you're right. We do have options there. So, but Jabril is still on my radar. I'd be intrigued to see what kind of money he gets.
Interesting. He signed reserve future contracts today. This is a lot of...
Who was it?
Kendall Blanton, tight end, DiCaprio Boodle, Matt Bushman, tight end, Mike Kalindo, guard, Cole Christensen, linebacker, Jaron Ealy, wide receiver. He actually could be good. Chris Aludicun, quarterback, Michael P. Ryan, running back, Cornell Powell, Austin Ryder, Danny Shelton, and Ermir Smith Marset.
You know who I forgot about? Justin Ross.
He's on the team next year.
He is. Maybe we don't go after a wide receiver. I don't know.
I'm saying if you bring back Juju, you don't have to go after a wide
receiver. Yeah, 100%. And I think they will.
Depends on what he wants. I think he wants to come back, so probably.
He said he wants to come back, and somebody else made a comment, too, about it. I feel like Mahomes said something about Juju coming back.
Probably. I mean, if we pay him like $12 million a year, I think that's fair.
Yeah, I'd be happy with that. But that is the off-season preview.
Yeah. So, I'm so excited for free agency. Roster building, let's just say it's my love in life, my first love.
Winning the Super Bowl is just a great way to start it, too.
Oh, I know. As long as we don't take a running back in the first round, it's all great.
Unless it's Bijan.
No, I don't want Bijan.
You would love Bijan on the Chiefs.
I don't want to draft him, though.
No, it doesn't. We wouldn't.
No, he'll be gone anyway. So that's
where Pacheco's our guy.
I mean, Pacheco, yeah. He got him for three more years.
What else do you need? Until he's on a contract, then.
Sorry. All right, last question before we get here. Clyde on the roster last year, week one?
Is he on the roster this year, week one?
Like at the start of the 2023 week one NFL season as defending Super Bowl champs, is Clyde Edwards-Helaire on the roster?
Yes.
All right, I kind of agree with that.
It's tough. Nobody's going to give anything for him.
No, but you cut him.
Yeah, but it doesn't do us any good to cut him.
I was just asking the question, man. I don't know why you're getting so
defensive. I mean, it's because I'm still hanging on in Dynasty.
Thanks for that second round pick.
Yeah, it was worth the shot.
Yeah, I know.
If it wasn't for Pacheco, it would have worked out. I'm telling you, 100%.
Oh, right.
Dude. Yeah, I think he makes the team.
Okay. We'll see.
All right.
Well, I guess that'll wrap it up. Sorry, everybody, that Nate couldn't join.
Yeah, this is the end of season two. This is it.
That's crazy.
It's wild. I checked. We're at like 1,400 plays total, which isn't a lot, but I'll take it. It sounds good if you don't think about how many episodes we've done.
We've only done 10 episodes, right, John?
Yeah.
Honestly, though, I mean, we do it for fun. Everybody knows. Yeah.
We enjoy it. We have a weekly football catch up. That's really, I mean, that's what it is.
It's honestly fun. Like, if we stopped doing it, I think we would still be like, hey, you guys want to like talk?
You want to hop on Zoom and talk about football for a little while?
Like, we definitely did it before the fantasy football draft for like a month.
100%. Yeah.
I don't know about every week during the actual NFL season, but I enjoy it. I enjoy it. No. So.
Yeah. I do too. It's been good. Looking forward to season three, baby.
That's right. Let us know what you want us to change. Follow us on Instagram, fantasy_chumps. We haven't posted a while as an actual post, but none of us three really use Instagram. So we're
I'm out. I'm off Instagram altogether. You won't find me there. So
that's right. I have to post every story that we post. So
yes. Not all heroes wear capes. It's all
right. I know, but I still do.
You still do.
But again, congratulations to the world champion Kansas City Chiefs. And we will catch you in a few weeks. Enjoy time with your friends. Enjoy this win and the continuation of the Chiefs dynasty.
Thanks, guys.